1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans freed from Russia. I'm Sherry Preston. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Griskovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan are coming home. The two men had been held in Russian prisons, Whelan since 2018, Griskovich since last year. ABC's Brian Clark has more on his detention.
Evan Griskovich was arrested in Russia in March 2023, and international condemnation began almost immediately. The 33-year-old was convicted of espionage and sentenced to 16 years in prison after what the U.S. called a sham trial. President Biden's vow to secure his freedom, his mother Ella told ABC News in March.
So we are optimistic.
The Wall Street Journal says it's been working with Gershkovich's family nonstop to secure his release. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War. 24 people involved in total, including two more Americans and four Russians who will be going back to Moscow. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's no end in sight for Wisconsin's nursing shortage. At least that's according to the Department of Workforce Development. Two of its prediction models forecast that Wisconsin could have as many as 19,000 too few nurses by 2040. Wisconsin's fall primary is less than 2 weeks away. Local election officials and voters are learning new ballots, guidelines, and procedures. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Ann Jacobs says some results may not be known until hours after the polls close.
People should expect, if the race is close, that Milwaukee will be tallying until the early morning hours. And I want people to know that now so that we don't have these silly rumors and conspiracy theories going on in November.
Jacobs speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLZX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Vice President Kamala Harris is visiting the area next week after she selects her running mate. Harris, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, will begin a multi-state tour of swing states beginning Tuesday in Philadelphia. Harris and her vice presidential pick will appear in Eau Claire on Wednesday afternoon. Harris was in La Crosse 3 months ago to talk about health care and reproductive health issues and held her first rally as the leading Democratic presidential candidate in West Allis last week. After a state Supreme Court decision made ballot drop boxes legal again, some places in West Central Wisconsin will make them available for this month's primary. However, some areas won't use them. In La Crosse and West Salem, there won't be any drop boxes on the 13th for your ballot. Holman will accept ballots in the utility payment drop box, but city officials there said they prefer ballots to be returned in person. In Onalaska, ballot drop boxes will be an option for voters both in August and in November. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Packers training camp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a long practice in pads under the hot sun. Quarterback Jordan Love on how the offense is coming along in his second year as the starter.
We have a lot more chemistry together. We're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress. But compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense. But something we got to keep building on every day.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2. Starter Freddy Peralta held Atlanta to just three hits, but two of them were back-to-back home runs. The Braves lead the league in that category. Pat Murphy.
I thought he was great. He gutted it out. He gave up the back-to-backs, and this team is, that lineup's pretty impressive. I thought Freddy did really good, six innings. I'll take that anytime, the way he went through it, and especially the way he closed it out.
They head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll be in the low, maybe into the mid-80s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a high in the upper 80s to right around 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. As 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's really sticky out. The windows in the studio are all fogged up.
Yeah, man. You know, and it's going to be that way for a while. But man, we can just, you know, I can deal with it for a while because in the twinkling of an eye, it's going to be 20 degrees.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
All right, Calvin, you got one more day. Can you hang in there?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
All right. It's Thursday. And as always, Thursday at 8 o'clock, the indelible, the one and only, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of and the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy is back in the saddle again. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How are you doing, sir?
Morning, Aaron. I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's always good to see you. Let me ask you something before we get into all the things we want to talk about. The heat and humidity on people and on our bodies. As we age, and even younger people, how do we protect ourselves? Even in the short period.
The most important thing is to, the most important thing is to stay hydrated. Keep drinking water. That is very important. Unless warranted due to any health condition, drink 64 ounces of water a day. Keep your bottle of water, drink it. And also, as you drink water, it would be important to have minerals, trace minerals, like potassium, magnesium, chloride. I have some of my clients use trace minerals drops. It's like half teaspoon of trace minerals that you take because you need hydration and you need the minerals and you need to stay away from the direct sun because the direct heat and this temperature and the humidity, it warms you out, makes you tired and want to sleep, so sleep healthy. Actually, the heat, it can help you to kind of, the sweat can help you to detoxify, but you have to be careful.
So, but the minerals that you're talking about, that sweat, they sweat out of your body, is that what happens and then you have to replace them?
God is like created a very smart body, a very smart system, because one of the body's natural detoxification mechanism is sweating. Increased heat and humidity can induce sweating. That helps to excrete toxins like heavy metals, BPA, certain phthalates that go out through the skin. Saunas and steam rooms, these are using heat, right?
Right.
So they're often used to detox protocols for this reason. And that's why proper hydration is crucial to replace the water, clean water we're replacing with clean water, and to support the kidney function and facilitate the elimination of water-soluble toxins through the urine. So that's why this is important. Also, the liver plays central role in detoxification, metabolizing, breaking down toxins. High temperature can affect the liver function and metabolism, making it essential to support the liver health by proper nutrition, eating the foods that help the liver to function better, and also proper hydration.
Now,
balance is key, you know. Balance is key.
So we're going to talk this morning about detoxification. And I was listening to the news on yesterday, or watching the news, and they said, hey, there's a lot of metal in chocolate. And I'm like, wait a minute. So somebody wants to eat chocolate. You go to the store, you buy a chocolate bar. You don't expect metals to be in the chocolate. So let's talk about how all of these different things are in the things that we drink and eat, and the impact of that long term if you don't eradicate it out of your system.
From the moment of conception, the newborn heir, the developing fetus is exposed to numerous environmental chemicals that can significantly impact the health. And the studies are showing that. Some studies are showing that research by UC in San Francisco found that 59 chemicals, including PCBs, OCPs, and these are very serious toxins, were present in both maternal and umbilical cord blood samples. Another study that was done on 10 newborns found an average of 287 industrial chemicals going through the umbilical cord, because it's very easy to move these toxins to the fetus. So we are born with toxins already. And then after that, we have what is happening is actually what we can call environmental toxins, lifestyle toxins, and internal toxins. Environment, we have the pollutants, auto exhaust, solvents, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, radiation, things that we inhale. Then we have the lifestyle, dietary choices of fast food, fried foods, cosmetics, nicotine, alcohol, caffeine, prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs, artificial food additives, meats. And then we have internal toxins, bacteria, yeast, fungal overgrowth, harmful estrogen metabolites. I want to tell you one example of over-the-counter safe prescription drugs, which is acetaminophen, which is over-prescribed and recommended to patients to tell them this is safer for you than non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which is true. It's safer for the kidney, but it's harmful to the liver. And we have many patients. In my pharmacy, I have patients that take 2,400 milligram a day, which the doctor is trying to go below the threshold of causing toxicity that's going to kill you. But at the same time, this burden of acetaminophen is overburdening the liver and creating metabolites that can harm the liver long term. And then you see patients coming 10 years later and say, we have high liver enzymes, and the doctors say that this is very serious. What's going on? You look at the history and you see the medications and you say, haha, this is something. And this is just one pollutant, one non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug that is considered as safe. So the toxin burden is very serious. It's very true. And I don't want to be pessimist, but at the same time, there are things that we can do to overcome this burden of toxins.
You know, Dr. Omar, you just frightened the dickens out of every person who's listening, because everything we touch, apparently, you know, is ruinous to our bodies in some way, shape, or form. Clearly, a newborn child is, you know, inherits that from the mother, because the mother has all of this in her. So we come into the world in that condition. Long term, these toxins that we are exposed to daily, and I don't see how we can get away from any of it unless you live inside of some kind of bubble. Long term, it shortens the life, or certainly makes us ill. Is it safe to say that?
For sure. short-term and long-term, it is going to make us ill and sick. And that's why we see many people would say, I have been healthy until I had this procedure and this operation. After that, everything in my body went haywire. I became very sick and I'm not normal again. So I want to tell people that there are certain, let's simplify detoxification, because God created us complete and then we try to intervene and that's how everything gets messed up. But God has created us with a liver, kidneys, digestive system, lymphatic system, breathing, respiratory system, the skin, immune system, and all of these work together to help us get rid of the burden of toxins. So if we focus on certain main steps on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, things that we do, we're going to stay healthier. All right. To give you an example, we talked about hydration. And then there are foods that we eat that are going to help us to increase the good detoxification, which means we are helping our liver and our kidney and our skin and our immune system to function better to get rid of the burden of toxins. So there are fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts and seeds. All of these have the good, the bad, and the ugly. There are certain things that can help us and certain things that can harm us when it comes to detoxification. To give you an example of fruits, we have the good raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, bananas, apples, and any other fresh or frozen fruit that can help us to increase the body's natural detoxification. On the other hand, we have canned fruit, packed in syrup fruits, high sugar or artificial berry juices, and also if we eat a lot of oranges, that can decrease the body's natural ability for detoxification. Same with vegetables. We have broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, watercress, kale, turnips, garlic, onions. That help to increase detoxification. While we have, on the other hand, other vegetables like corn, canned vegetables in sauces, soybeans, and soy-based foods, these are going to decrease detoxification. So we focus on certain smart foods to eat and make this the majority of what we eat. And the other foods that decrease detoxification, make it less. That help us big time, Earl. And then I want to tell you very important news that I kind of went through in a webinar yesterday with one of my mentors. If you go through a procedure that lasts more than 1 hour, the anesthesia, the anesthetologist have to use chemicals to keep the body in a sedation state. If you don't do detoxification program after the procedure, these chemicals will stay in your body for 6 months. So that's why it's recommended if you go through a procedure longer than 1 hour to go through a detoxification program. And that's a topic in its own.
Dr. Omar, my goodness. I want to come back to that because there's so much there. And so we'll get right back to that. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hubde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
Eagle, 1490 AM.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, you are officially now in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, the tune has played, so you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. Where to begin, Dr. Omar? You know, you talked about, you know, after the procedure, you must detoxify. The problem I have with that, and I'm sure many in the audience who've had some major surgeries, is nobody tells us that. You're the first person who said anything about that. Nobody in the hospital says to us, you need to detoxify after this. Is it that they're unaware of it or just an oversight?
They are aware that there is toxins in the body after you stay longer than 1 hour in a procedure. The doctors are aware. These are in the fine prints. These are in the release forms that you sign. The challenge is that there is so much information that you take when you go through a procedure. So this is not the priority to tell you to detoxify your body. The priority is to tell you what to eat and drink before the procedure, to bring in all of your medications, to review the what to expect after the procedure. And this is a life-changing event. So they talk to you about all sorts of things. And usually we come outside and we don't remember maybe 80% of what we were told. So the aftercare of the procedure is very important, and the awareness of us about how to protect our health. Because at the end of the day, if I tell you the simple steps that I do and I have my patients do, it's going to be simple. It's a way of life, I would say. It's a way of life that we can follow and make sure that we do. And I'm telling you, there's water that we drink, stress that we have to decrease in our life, and just kind of smile and be happy.
Yes.
Because stress increases toxins, for sure. Affects everything in the body, increases toxins, increases inflammation. Sleep, we have to sleep 7-8 hours a day. We have to eat healthier foods, and there is lists of good and bad and ugly, and these are published everywhere. There are foods that we have to avoid to decrease detoxification. To give you an example, like when you go to a department store, always try to, you know, shop from the sides. When you go to the middle, the heart of the stores, that's where you find the canned fruits and vegetables, the peanut butter, the sesame seeds, the cheese, the ice cream, the yogurt, the frozen yogurt, all of
the
these
good
kinds,
stuff.
You know?
The good stuff. The good tasting stuff, exactly. Stuff is not good for you, but you know.
I want to tell you something, Earl. I don't cook, you know. My wife and kids, they traveled overseas for 2 months over the summer, and I was stuck because I don't have anything in the fridge, and we have four kids, so my wife doesn't have time to make me food before she leaves. So she left me the option to eat outside. So I kept on figuring out what to do because I don't cook at home. I just go home and eat, and then I just kind of, I don't cook. This is my life. So what I do is, like, I search it for those companies that send you every week a box of whatever, how many meals that you need, freshly made, natural ingredients, well under budget, cheaper 50% than anything that you eat outside. So I get them every week. And I want to tell you, I come to work having my meals here. I eat one meal by 10 a.m., one meal at like 4 or 5 p.m. So I want to be healthy. I want to live healthy. So that's what I do. But just for the sake of our conversation and what I understand and what I learn about, to tell people that there is, like, this is very serious. And I want to tell people, if you're taking medications, your toxic burden of what you have in your body is higher, and this is documented, known information in the pharmaceutical literature. To give you example, paracetamol or acetaminophen, high doses or prolonged use, using it for a long time, more than like few weeks, increases a metabolite called NAPQI, NAPQI, accumulates in the liver, and it kind of makes it the liver very hard to detoxify, and the capacity to detoxify becomes overwhelmed. And I say the liver because the liver is a 24 hours a day organ that is working to help our body get rid of most of the toxins. It's working day and night. And the liver needs many supplements and many requirements to make it optimum levels. When you go to visit the doctor and they tell you you have high liver enzymes and they leave it at that, you leave and you just say, okay, I have high liver enzymes. What to do there? What does this even mean? So that the liver is overburdened. The liver is not need some help. So there are certain vitamins that we need to take in order to help us. But just for the sake of the conversation as well, acetaminophen is very serious for creating toxicity in the body. Ibuprofen, Aleve, what we call NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. These are burdens on the kidneys. I have patients that take them every day. We have Celebrex Celecoxib that patients with rheumatoid arthritis take every day, and they tell you, it's helping my condition to improve. I am fine. I am healthy. I don't have pain. You don't have pain, but you are taxing your kidneys. So if you're taking a lot of Aleve and Celebrex, and you're not drinking enough water, and you're drinking a lot of coffee, you are looking for problems in the kidneys later on. And then when you come and you see the kidney functions are deteriorating, then you can just ask, okay, what did I have to do in order to protect that?
So Dr. Omar,
statins, you know?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hold the thought. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy for Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon in Thiensville. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll return.
Can I see the sky? Is this the prize for having learned how not to cry?
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're getting more details about the vice president's visit to Wisconsin next week. Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to be in Eau Claire Wednesday afternoon. We still don't know the exact time and place. Plans are for a campaign rally between noon and 6 p.m. A new study recommends states take a public health approach to legalizing marijuana. The American College of Physicians says it would consider the effects of legalization on communities, not just users. The college's David Hilden.
States that legalize cannabis should consider, what framework are you giving for marketing, for advertising? What safeguards are in place for the content of your cannabis? What about the effects on our roadway?
Cannabis is illegal for recreational use in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to visit western Wisconsin next week after she selects her running mate. Harris, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, will begin a multi-state tour of swing states beginning Tuesday in Philadelphia, according to media reports. Wisconsin is slated to be the second stop on the tour. Harris was in La Crosse 3 months ago to talk about health care issues and held her first rally as a leading Democratic presidential candidate in West Allis last week. La Crosse's city council will be taking up a rezoning request from the Reach Center. The center's owners are seeking to change the zoning from residential to commercial in order to provide dental services. Council and community members are concerned the change would reduce available housing, and some are concerned that it could lead to the Reach Center becoming a homeless shelter. The rezoning request was approved by the city's Plan Commission and Judiciary and Administration Committee. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be no major strike again in Hollywood thanks to a settlement between the Teamsters and the studios. Variety reports that despite making aggressive demands, the union walked away happy with modest increases that more or less match the increases seen by the actors and writers, or SAG and AFTRA. The union is said to be breathing a sigh of relief, and so are fans of movies and TV. What do famous people do when they run out of cash? They write a book, even though no one reads anymore. According to a soon-to-be-released book by Robert Jobson about Kate Middleton, King Charles said he is worried that Harry and his wife Meghan do not have any income, despite recent deals with Netflix and Spotify. According to Jobson, the royal family is worried Harry will write a tell-all and dish the dirt on the royal fam. Harry told Oprah in 2021 that Charles cut him off financially. Stand firm, Charles. Don't give that kid a penny of your royal inheritance. The actual physical act of signing those Netflix and Spotify contracts by Harry was probably the most anyone in that family has ever worked. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll be in the low, maybe into the mid-80s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a high in the upper 80s to right around 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tellerico, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot talks twisters, and the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser joins the show to talk film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist and proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon in Thingsville. Dr. Omar, how do people get in contact with you?
And get in contact with me through best through the website, welltopiarx.com, and by calling or texting 262-429-9429. I offer consultations. I am trying to increase my availability in the coming few weeks as I get more help in the pharmacy, but also just send me a message or call, ask for me, and I will come back to you with answers. I understand that many of the topics we discuss are more complex, and they need to be it needs a plan for every person of us. So that's why just checking about your health condition, about the medications that you take, the supplements that you can take, the doctors and practitioners that work with you, all of this helped me to create a plan that is realistic, because I have a challenge early that I don't like to just speak without listening to people and what they can actually afford physically and spiritually and mentally. And also I don't want to just tell you about a supplement that you cannot afford when there is many other things that we can do that has a higher priority that we did not do already. So that is why I am thinking that creating a plan for each one of us is important. Looking at what we take is important. That makes me tell you now that at Welltopia, twice a year, I do a plan with my patients and clients, plan for detoxification by taking the Welltopia Detox Kit, which is a program. It's a one-week program. I have them attend a webinar that I have recorded. It's actually on my website. I have them a one-hour webinar about explaining what are toxins, what to do to help with detoxification. And then we go through a journey of one week of taking certain supplements, eating certain healthy foods to help revitalize the liver and help improve the way that our body gets the energy back by decreasing the toxic burden.
So a couple of things before we go to the phone lines. You look around, Dr. Omar, and I can't help but notice more and more of those facilities that deal with people's kidneys. I forgot what they're called. What are those facilities that clean the kidneys?
To help with when someone is having
yes, and have to have their kidneys
kidney
don't
problem. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So there are more and more of those things springing up everywhere, which means there are more dialysis. Yes. There you go, Calvin. Thank you. Dialysis yes. centers. And they weren't as prevalent yeah. as they are now. And so I can't help but notice that something brought about the fact that there's so many more people who are on dialysis than ever before in my lifetime. We know that we have kidneys and liver. And so, you know, as we get older, we start knowing that those things don't last forever. And we start realizing, hey, when you're young, you don't think about taking care of your kidney and your kidneys and your liver. But as you get older, you start realizing, hey, this is going to prolong my life. What things should we take to detoxify? Is there something different for the liver, for the kidney, for other organs in our body? Or is there just one, you know, multi thing to detoxify my entire body?
That's a very good question. The way that we get rid of toxins is liver plays a big role. Kidneys play a big role. Skin plays a big role. The GI, the gut, plays an important role as well. You remind me of something that I noticed. I have my cats. I have two cats, and they. I have a litter box that's automatic that tell me how many times they went to poop in right. the litter box. So I realize that every time they eat, after they eat, they go to the litter box. So that got me to think, okay, God created us that should be every time that we eat a meal, we should go to the bathroom. So we should go about two or three times a day. And then I review this information with my many of my patients that some of them tell me I go to the bathroom either once every 2 days, once every day. That's most of my patients and people that I know. Or some people would come and tell me I'm constipated most of the time. I go to the bathroom maybe once every 3 days. And that increases the toxic burden. Going back to the kidneys, we have to protect our kidneys. Overprescribing of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, medications like Aleve, ibuprofen, naproxen, Celebrex, these medications help with pain. Taking them long term is problematic for the kidneys because the kidneys are responsible for getting rid of them. And there are also other medications that like affect the kidneys. Metformin, taking it, it affects the kidneys. So we have to make sure that the diet is balanced. We drink enough water. We don't take the Aleve and naproxen just liberally. We should not take them liberally. We have a problem of over-prescribing of these kind of medications. So a healthy diet would be helping. Regular exercising is important. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise most of the days. Walking, running, weightlifting, all of this is helping. Monitoring the blood pressure and blood sugar. I tell my clients and patients, check your blood pressure at least twice a week or even once a week if you don't have high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, keep a blood pressure monitor at home, the cuff that goes around the arm, and update it every 2 years. And check your blood pressure and go to the doctor and tell them your blood pressure. And the magic number is 120 over 80. Blood sugar is very important in making sure that the A1C, this is very important, sometimes more important. Actually, most of the time, it's more important than just the one check of the blood sugar that you do in the doctor's visit. The A1C, we need it to be low, less than 5.7, to make sure that you're not even pre-diabetic. So monitoring it and making sure the doctor does it for you, these are important numbers. And of course, avoiding toxins as much as we can. And if we talk about smoking and alcohol, these are increasing those toxic burdens for the liver and the kidneys. So if you're smoking, you are just kind of in a countdown for your lung health, for your kidney health, and for the health of every cell of your body. Because if we look at any cell of your body, including the hair, we're going to know that you are smoking. So throw away the cigarette and start a new day today.
Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, Dr. Omar, thank you. You're a miracle worker. Just want to let you know, and you're doing God's work, so thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Very kind. Yeah. Earl, I think I talked before about the big business that dialysis is today.
Right.
And the thing is, they have these big clinics, and these are like industrialized machines that they have in there. And their goal is to get as many butts in the seats that they can. Doctors actually get, I think, extra spiffs or something if they get people on dialysis, unfortunately. That's why I was recommending before these in-home dialysis machines, because the industrialized machines will make a person almost at death's door just by going and getting on one of those machines, because they're not meant for an individual. They're meant for, you know, kind of like a whole herd of cows in a way. I hate to put it that way, but it's the truth. Dr. Omar, I have another question real quick for you. Just I want to answer that for Earl, if I could, or share some knowledge. But you're in usually at 10 o'clock in the morning. Is that right? Wisconsin time. Is there a better time to call you? Because I know I'm on the ashwagandha. I'm on your multivitamin. And I would like just to talk to you. I'm a healthy person. I don't eat animals. I do take B12. But I want to know, like, is there other things that I should be taking in order to, you know, keep the elasticity of my skin and my food. I also do juice. But I'd like to talk to you more about that if I could.
So Dr. Omar, he lives in LA. So
yeah. Yeah. You live in LA. So actually try to call me after 2 hours from now, and I'm in the pharmacy all day today. So I'll be answering calls, or they're going to give me the phone call, or I will call you back. But I'm in the pharmacy all day today. So just call me on the phone, 262-429-9429. Aim for after 2 hours from now, and I'll be available. But thank you, Tom. I appreciate your kind words. And I agree with you that the problem of the dialysis center, there should be profiteering from the health and the deteriorating health of our population is a problem. Finding the balance and finding, you know, it's just a problem.
You know, Dr. Omar, it would stand to reason that the best time to start addressing these issues is when somebody's young, right? I mean,
I have patients that are 35 and 37, and they come to me and they tell me, I just visited the doctor and he tells me that I have renal failure, and they tell me I want to see the world, I want to travel, and I cannot afford to have my kidneys going in dialysis now, and they are freaking out. And then I check on their diet and their medications and their weight. Everything is kind of, there was telltale sign early on. We can help people 10 years ago, but now it's too late when they are in the dialysis, and they need it now. So the dialysis industry plays a crucial role in managing kidney disease and saving lives.
You know,
made significant strides in improving patient care, but it's not what we're looking for.
It's after the fact, right? I mean,
yeah,
the dialysis.
After the fact.
Yeah, after the kidneys have basically been destroyed, this is the option. And so, I guess what I want to say to you is, all of this information, you know, that you give us every week, there's never been a time since you and I have started talking and I've been listening to you that you haven't made me think about what I'm doing, what I'm putting in my mouth, if I'm moving enough. And I'm sure most of the people who are listening, the information that you're giving today about detoxifying ourselves, we've heard about detox, but you know, we really didn't know, many of us, the inner workings of the kidneys and the liver and all of those things, and that they need help and we need to help them in order for us, even though God has created this spectacular instrument called the body, you know, it doesn't mean it can't be destroyed by man, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we are unfortunately destroying it. Something popping in my head. Let's say I'm checking my blood pressure and I'm noticing that it's not 120 over 80. It is higher than that.
Right.
I noticed this now. I noticed this today. If I talk about this with my doctor and they help me with lifestyle changes, even medications to lower the blood pressure, this is investment in my kidney health. All right. If I go through a detox program and I invest in a program, it's going to cost about $110. It's not cheap. But if I do this once a year, 1 week, and this 1 week we have the list of foods to avoid, the list of foods to take, we drink enough water, just 1 week in every year, this is investment in my liver health. And I get a lot of information through this week to cover me through the rest of the year. There are things that we can do that are affordable, that we physically, mentally, spiritually, we can do to help us not get sick 10, 15 years later.
Yeah. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Matt Nair on Air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah.
be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Got to get you into my life, into my life. Into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon and Thingsville. And Calvin, for people who may have heard something that they want to follow up on, how can they get that through us?
Yeah, you want to go to civicmedia.us/shows. You'll see the Earl Ingram Show, and you'll be able to see today's show and all of our past shows.
All right. Thank you, Calvin. So Dr. Omar, we've been talking about detoxification of the body, and you said you need to do this at least once a year. You know, what about your loved ones? You know, it's enough trying to deal with yourself, but you know, when you've got other people that you love, and you know, and so it's tough. Yeah. It's tough, right? I mean, we live in a system and a society that through the air, through the water, through the food, through the medications, we're being poisoned every day of our lives. It's a battle, right? I mean, it's a war.
Yeah.
And we have to look at it as that. Is it safe to say that?
It's a battle and a war. Yeah, we have to take care of our loved ones, and we start by talking to them. When we see them eating out every day, we have to talk to them that there is a healthier way of eating and living. We have to limit the salt intakes. We have to tell the story. You learn something, you tell it to someone else.
Right.
It's just kind of, you're going to do it. You're going to preach what you do. And then, so we have to actually talk to our loved ones about regular exercise, avoiding processed food, limiting salt intake because it increases blood pressure and strains the kidneys. We have to spread the awareness. Because it's kind of a collaborative effort of everyone who knows good information to spread it. And that's why I want to focus on getting the correct information from resources of people who care for their license and care for the liability of the advice that they give. This is very important, because if I know that someone is checking what I say and is going to come and tell me, why did you say this? Why did you say that? I'm going to be careful. And this is a responsibility in the community that you can just kind of know and understand and learn. So learn the good information, spread the good information, and then walk the talk. That's how we're going to empower the loved ones.
You know, Dr. Omar, every body that I've talked to who's had follow-up and have gone to see you have told me about your matriculation with them. And I know because of, you know, the conversation that I've had with you about the things that I'm doing to try to live a healthier life. And you the exact same thing. You listened, you compiled the information, you gave thoughtful answers about what we needed to do or what I needed to do. I'm just telling you the truth. I am a healthier person now.
Thank you.
Than I was before the first time I met you. I feel it every day. I feel my strength coming back. I was wondering, and I thought it was just a natural progression that as I aged, that I would lose my strength. And my strength, I used to be a very strong young man, but my strength started waning as I got older. And you know, I could barely lift a carton of milk because of some of the things I was taking, the medications and the toll it was taking, until you started telling me about different things and supplements. And I tell you, it's true. It works. And everybody I've talked to have said the exact same thing. The problem is, Dr. Omar, we need to figure out a way to clone you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why we're trying to, I'm trying to always empower my listeners and in my consultations. You know, I send after consultation notes. I know that yours didn't come yet. Sorry, I had to travel.
No, I'm fine.
I try to create, I talk to you all the time, but I try to create after consultation notes and resources, and I try to enrich my website and my social media with information that people can use right away. And I don't have loyalty to any of the companies that I work with. I'm just trying to spread good wellness and good health. But it is crucial. It's very crucial that we keep trying. You know, whatever we failed on in the past, we keep trying. And that gives us hope that we can always improve. Anti-aging is a true science and true medicine. It's not wishy-washy kind of snake oil thing. Anti-aging is a way that I want to live healthier to the last moment of my life, producing and making. And if I have a seed in my hand and I'm dying today, I want to plant the seed for generations to come. So that is the spirit, you know?
You know, you had a great mentor in a mutual friend of ours who's no longer here.
God bless his soul.
Yeah. And
God bless his soul. He had a message. He had a message, true message.
And he dedicated his entire life to that. And it's great that you picked up that torch and are doing the exact same thing. So thank you, as always, Dr. Omar. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right. And
Thank you.
You have been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll return.
Every single day of my life, got to catch you in my life.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba.
On the next show, Luke Mathers. Hey, wait, that's me. I'll be filling in for Todd. Joining me will be Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign to talk good government, and we'll preview some of the new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere